Pat Kelly, no relation, has been on to us as well. Pat, good afternoon. You're in County Kilkenny.
I am, Joe. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. And you're making the point, well, this year, obviously, the centenary of the start of the First World War, and we will have November the 11th, which, of course, marks November the 11th, 1918, which is the end of the First World War and Poppy Day. And you say you don't want to wait until November for another debate about the poppy. You have an idea now.
Yes, it was really a reflection on having a chat to some of the younger people in our population, some boys and girls, you know. Mm. And I found that they wouldn't obviously have the same sort of ideas and memories of all this sort of thing as some of the older members of the population. And I thought, would it be worthwhile beginning to think along the lines of an Irish element of the poppy, and letting the boys and girls, perhaps in the schools in Ireland, in art classes and whatever, perhaps put some sort of a design element into it that would reflect the Irish people who died in that terrible First World War.
And what is your understanding of why the poppy has been, let's face it, rejected in Ireland?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I looked up various bits and pieces, and there's endless stories and articles from newspapers and people about the fors and against for the poppy and its relevance to the Irish population. And in some ways, I suppose I'm saying to myself, young people today won't be caught up and probably aren't caught up in all of that historical thing. But when you see the huge number of documentaries on TV and films and things like War Horse and all that, young people would see it differently and through different eyes. And I thought it might be a good idea so that they have some relevance in it, that perhaps they'd like to maybe redesign the poppy and put some sort of an Irish element into it in terms of its makeup or size or shape or colour or whatever, not taking away from the iconic poppy itself, of course, which is there and will be there forever, you know, obviously.
And the poppy in Flanders Field and associated with the First World War, but the argument, I know I heard this 2 years ago at this stage, the argument is that the poppy in the UK, where it's worn, pardon the pun, religiously, that the poppy there supports soldiers, obviously injured soldiers, but who have been fighting in recent wars.
Yes, of course. And I don't think there's any way around that. And it's one of those arguments that I wouldn't have any really massively strong feelings on it. I can see that people would have that view, and you'd have to respect that view, of course. But I was trying to take a broader view in terms of young people themselves, and will they carry the same sort of views, you know, through their lifetime? Is it fair to ask them to do that? And if they felt that it was worth remembering, as I said, Irish lives lost in that First World War, would it be then worthwhile saying to them, well, maybe you want to bring your own young idea in terms of design to an Irish poppy? That was really why I thought I'd drop you a little line and ask you, you know.
And you point out in your letter you were born in Alma, moved to London when I was 11
years old, actually, yeah.
Lived in London for 22 years and then came to live in Kilkenny.
That's right. So there's a bit of all worlds in there.
So you've some idea. Maybe this is a hornet's nest you shouldn't store.
I don't know. Because I certainly wouldn't bring it up if I felt that it would stir up. There's enough hornet's nests around without anybody sort of adding to it, you know. But I just thought that, you know, perhaps it was throwing it out there as a viewpoint just to see where there was an opinion within young people that would feel they would like to do this, you know, as they may view the whole thing, not differently, but they see it through different young eyes.
Okay, that's Pat Kelly with his idea. And he's actually sent in a few examples of what he means, a few drawings and examples of the redesigned poppy. Okay, Pat Kelly, thanks indeed.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Michael is a police officer in the UK. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello.
Michael, you say there is a poppy, Pat Kelly's suggestion there, of an Irish variation of the poppy. You say there is one available and you wear it with pride.
That's correct, yes. Around every November.
And what?
And I believe it was like a poppy society down in the Limerick area. If I'm correct. Now, you'll have to forgive me, Joe. Mm. I don't have a number. I tried to get the number of a guy to ring exactly find out.
Okay, so it's
who produces them, but it's someone down in Limerick.
It's an enamel badge, and the poppy shape, as we all know, but with a shamrock in the centrepiece.
Well, the poppy is like as if it's inside the centre of the shamrock, but you can certainly make out the shamrock and the poppy in the centre of it.
And when you
enamel.
And when you're a police officer, so you wear it around November. And does anyone ever say, "Hang on, that's not a real poppy"?
No, no. In actual fact, my colleagues will comment on it to say how well it looks, and you know, I'll explain why I wear it, because of relatives of mine who fought in World War II, and it's just something for me to remember them from. I'm sure that there's some people in Ireland who you know, might wear it because of relatives who may have passed who were in both World Wars. And that's why I just wear it, because all my colleagues wear their one. And I just wanted to find something maybe that I could wear, thinking of my great-uncle and great-grandfather.
How long have you been a police officer in London?
A few years.
OK. Michael, thanks indeed. Good idea.